Welcome to episode 547 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agent, Anna. And we're also excited to be chatting this week with Kristen. Yay! Let's dive into the future of cruising with MSC World America, MSC Cruise's newest flagship, setting sail in 2025. Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Kristen were among the first to experience this incredible ship designed specifically for the North American market. This next-generation vessel blends cutting-edge technology, world-class entertainment, and bold modern design. From its eco-friendly LNG power to its vibrant onboard experiences and diverse dining options, MSC World America is redefining what it means to cruise in style. Let's take a closer look at what makes this ship a true game-changer on the high seas. So let's get started. Okay. Like, full disclosure, I have not sailed on MSC. Have either of you sailed on MSC before?
I have not, but Kristen, this is your first time, right?
This is my first time. I've had many guests go and enjoy it. I've done a couple of weddings on board, things like that. So I was honored to get the opportunity to come and explore MSC World America. What a great ship to explore for the first time.
Yeah. When I first saw your post, you posted like this kind of vague booking, you know, the post about like, guess where I am? I thought you were on a competitor ship. So
I got
apparently you are not the only one.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of my comments were like guessing somebody else's brand that I do love. So if you know me, you might know who I'm talking about. But yes, the ship is very similar to that. To some other competitor lines, which is why I think it's going to work really good in the U.S. market, quite honestly.
So, you know, and I don't know if we have sports fans that listen to us, but they did a Super Bowl commercial. And I remember seeing this and I was like, oh, this looks like this other brand, you know, so is it as big as those other class of ships? How big is this ship?
So, not in my opinion, it is very similar to a smaller class ship with big amenities on board. So I didn't find it as overwhelming as if I can say the other brands of like an Oasis class of another brand or like an Icon class. That's kind of the way I would compare it to. It had a lot of those same aspects on board, but the sizing was much smaller to me. I don't think it holds as many guests.
It does say, I did read that it holds, it can accommodate up to 6,700 guests.
And it did not feel like that.
So that's that's a lot of guests, though. I mean, that's a big ship, but that's cool that it didn't.
It did not feel like that at all, quite honestly. And honestly, this ship was booked. I mean, as I say that because I've been on a couple of other inaugurals, right? And they usually save it for smaller sellings. Mm-hmm. Like when we did one, you know, last year, Anna and I, it was a much smaller scale. There were plenty of people on board. I mean, for sure. So it did feel like a regular selling, if you will, although it was only 3 nights. I could use more, but I could always use more on this.
Well, actually, the 3 nights is, I mean, I've been on those bigger ships and it's like a 2-night sailing and it's so hard to do everything. So 3 nights is good. Sure. I mean, that's nice.
Yeah, I really felt like I got to explore the entire ship again because I didn't feel like it was overwhelming and large and everything was difficult to navigate. It was very nice. They did a great job. I think the ship was lovely for sure.
And you got on there pretty early the first day, so
they said I could board at 7:30.
They were able to start boarding at 7:30 a.m.
Okay, the first piece.
Disclosure: that's not normal.
That is not normal, y'all.
This is a different kind of sail. This is an inaugural sailing, so this is not a regular sailing. But you did, though, with it being a 3-night. That was nice, though, that they gave you that option for this. Because this is typically a 7-night sailing ship. Mm-hmm. So you did get to
and
maximize,
it helps me be able
so that's
to explore.
Good.
Exactly. Yeah. I did get to explore. There was a lot of media on board. It was probably, there were so many named celebrities on the ship. I can't even.
I saw Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore is the godmother and she was on that ship, y'all.
That's awesome.
I mean, she didn't sell the whole time to my knowledge, but yeah, she was on there. I mean, they did a Today Show coverage of it. So, when I got there at the port, they asked me if I was there for the Today Show or if I was selling. And I said, I'm selling. I mean, I'm happy to be on the Today Show if they wanted me to, but I didn't get the offer.
You're like, yeah, I could do both. I'll keep what trying. Do you want me to do? Tell me where to stand.
Whatever I need to do. But there was a lot. I mean, like, Mark Anthony was on board, Orlando Bloom, because he kind of did that commercial with her or whatever. Uh-huh.
I do like that commercial.
The commercial is fantastic. I really, really like it. The big hat.
Oh, I think that's my favorite part where he's like, that's a big hat. And she's like, it's American. Of course it's big.
I mean, I think if you having seen that commercial and then being on the ship, you're like, oh my word, this is bigger than any of the other ships as far as the things that are important. Now, I have not personally been on the other ships, but because I've sold it to guests, I've seen the actual ship layout and what the ship has on it. And it's just got really cool things. So, like, for example, I just went up to the pool deck area to the harbor area, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. And I'm just walking, and I was like, there's a ropes course on here. I did not know there's a ropes course on this ship. So that was quite impressive. I mean, they really are definitely catering to giving everyone something to do on board. And it's included, no extra charge.
Okay. Do they have some cool water slides?
Really cool water slides. Okay. They have a drop slide. They have a racer slide that actually times you. So there's no arguing who actually won. There's a number. And then they have a virtual reality slide, which you can do a double seater or a single seater. And they have two different virtual realities that you can do, or you can do it without it if you want to.
Are these dry slides or water slides?
These are water slides. There is the one dry slide that is the shark. I think it's called Jaw Drop or something.
But, Sharkitecture.
Sharkitecture
from the commercial, remember?
She
says Sharkitecture. See?
Well, it was a great Sharkitecture, and the slide was fantastic.
Good.
So you tried it. Okay, good.
Cool. Of course.
What kind of cabin did you have?
So we had the infinite veranda style cabin. So like on some other of the newer ships, it has that button that you can push to bring it down. I did do a video on it on my channel, and I feel like I've gotten a lot of questions on that particular cabin because I didn't have the sleepers. Mine was a cabin that would have slept four, but I did not have them, of course, bring out the four, you know, the two to make the sofa. So my understanding is that it's actually a bunk bed based on the deck plans. My stateroom student said it was a pull-out couch, but it says on their website it's a sleeper sofa bunk bed, if you will.
So you didn't see like a thing on the ceiling?
I didn't know. You know how on some of the other ships you'll see it like come down from the – I even went back and looked at my video, and I was like, I don't see anything that would connect it from the top. But there's got to be a way. I felt like the room size was quite nice. Like, I thought it was spacious. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth and I had plenty of space. I felt like they have this, like, little mirror desk area where you can do your makeup with an extra mirror that, zoom in or whatever. Two full-length mirrors. The bathroom was nice. I thought it was a good size. I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
All good technology and stuff.
Yeah.
So are most of the balconies on this ship like the infinite veranda, or do they have like the standard balconies too? Do you know?
I believe they have just the standard as well.
Okay.
In my
head, it's like this other ship that we're so familiar with. But so talk about the seven unique districts. Is that similar? Do they have like interior parts of the ship that are like Central Parky or
So what I would consider the promenade on somebody else's is different. Their area in the back is what they call their world promenade. And honestly, when you walk, that's where you see that big slide that drops down and all the like the bakery, pastry, like there's like a coffee shops and restaurants and stuff like that on that area. But they had that. They have this bamboo, what is it called? The garden. Oh, let me
Zen
tell you.
Garden? Or the Zen area?
Is that it? It's the one I thought it was Bamboo. Maybe I'm making this up, y'all.
I see something about it's like an outdoor park and water attractions to the. Oh no, it says Serene Zen Area, so it might just be a Zen area, but that's probably not the name of it.
It is this really, really pretty area. Let me find the actual name of it. I thought it was gorgeous, but World America basically is in the back. And like I said, there's like little coffee shops. Some of it's included and then some of it's not on that area. So you kind of just want to make sure before you start ordering something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good to know, actually. Yeah. You want to know that. Okay. So did you get to try any of the specialty dining or did you?
No, it was because it was a preview. They didn't let, it was just for whoever they invited.
So what did you think of the food? Because this is something I hear about MSC. So I'm curious of what
definitely
you thought.
Definitely something we hear about. So I would say I thought it was great. I had a good experience in main dining and I'm picky. I eat nothing. But I thought it was, I thought the food was good. I mean, definitely. I mean, now again, did they serve us filet mignon the first night? Yes. Do they typically do that in main dining? No.
Yeah.
Probably not. But it was, the food was good and the menu was very nice to choose from. So I was fine with it because that is a question that I get, or I've had guests in the past that have maybe sold on them, you know, 5, 10 years, you know, it's been several years and they haven't like the food. So I don't know, maybe they've kind of improved some of their food quality. I did think it was good. I didn't have any problems.
Yeah.
What other options did you have if you didn't want to eat in the main dining? Like, let's say like a lot of times when I'm on a long cruise, I don't want to eat main dining every night because it takes so long and I want to see the shows and stuff. So sometimes I'll do the buffet or something like that where they're, I mean, I'm sure there's,
so they have a, they do have a buffet area that you can go to. It's kind of like two stories on two different decks still in the back of the ship. That will allow you to have, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, essentially. Then they also have a pizza place, like on the main, I don't know what they call their main promenade, like the main walkthrough area, which is very pretty. It's very classy. It's just, I don't know, like, it's just very classy to me. So elegant. And up above your head, sorry, I'm going back to the districts maybe at this point, but on the top, it's like this thing that changes all the time.
Yeah, so like the LED.
Ocean Key. Yeah, like the LED light. When I boarded, it was the American flag because it's World America. So they kept changing it throughout the selling. That was really cool.
That's cool.
But in that main area, the main deck area, they had like a burger and pizza place that was included. So one side was pizza, there was another side that was like burgers, chicken fingers, hot dogs, french fries, so all that
standard
stuff.
Like I'm drinking standard all night and I want to grab some snacks.
Yeah,
is it open pretty late, like my teenager could get pizza like midnight?
So. Yeah,
if he wanted.
Yeah, I think so. And there's not just that pizza place. There's a pizza place upstairs.
Oh, okay.
On the pool deck. By the pool deck, there's like a, it's more of like a deep dish pizza place.
Because, he's still begging to go on this thing.
Well, he should.
My 17-year-old is begging to go on MSC.
I really liked it. I mean, I did. I think it's a great ship. I can't compare it to the other ones because I have not personally been on those, but I do feel like this ship would be easy to sell to a family.
Yeah.
Like I do feel like it definitely hits a lot of those boxes that people are looking for sure. Especially if they're used to another brand.
Right. And they also do partner with Formula One. So, you know, you've got
a better. And you can do that experience on board. So they have a whole area.
That is why my child wants to do it, is because he is obsessed with Formula One racing and he learned that MSC partners with them.
They do. They're good. Actually, the new movie that's coming out, if you've seen the previews, I think it's Brad Pitt. Is that right? That's in it. It's a new Formula One racing.
Sure.
There's a whole new movie getting ready to come out. Look for the MSC logo. Okay. It's on the car. There's a whole thing about it. So when you go on the ship, there's it's near the kids club area. There's like this little, it's like a game area. And then right beside the game area is the Formula One racing experience. So you can actually go in there and drive Formula One cars. It's not free, but you can pay to do it for sure.
So it's like virtual. Right.
It is like you're, it's kind of like you're in the car, but you're in the car.
Kind of like a simulator kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's a simulator. Yeah. That's a good word for it. Yeah.
Yeah, he would not.
But I did see somebody like
run to the wall. Would just be out of luck because he would never get out of it. He'd probably sleep.
Can we get a pass? So, VIP pass?
Yeah, like an all week pass.
So I do have a question though about MSC, with like the onboard experience, because with a lot, you know, it's like most cruise lines, you know, you're gonna have complimentary things to do, but you're going to have some things that are an upcharge, like the Formula One simulator thing, or like on some ships, you know, maybe go-karts might be an extra charge, or, you know, is there a lot that's included? I mean, with MSC?
I feel like for the most part, all the, you know, like ropes courses, the
that was included.
Slides were.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, yes, because I was kind of surprised that the ropes course didn't cost extra. It's an extensive course, in my opinion. It's got multiple ways that you can go through it. So when I said it was free, you know, for guests regularly, I was quite surprised.
Well, then there's the swing that goes up. Yeah,
that's an extra fee, though.
Is that a fee? Okay. Kind of,
But I think it's only like $5. I don't think, whatever it is, it's not expensive. It wasn't like I was like, ooh, I don't know if I'd pay to do that.
Did you do
there's
it?
There's other ones that I'm like, it kind of cost me a lot to do. I'm going to look at I did fine. Let's see. It's for that.
Did you try the swing, Kristen?
Oh, so I so wanted to, but I was waiting for somebody to film me, and I should have just done it.
You couldn't ask them to film it? I mean,
I could have, and I wish I would have. Yeah. I think it looks really fun. If I was on it again, I would do it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, but all those things like there's a little check-in area, and you have to fill out a form to do any of the water slide, the ropes course, and the
wow, okay.
Just I know,
I thought that was weird too. Yeah, you had to get a wristband for the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, I need to swim the water slide. I mean, that's what they said. I don't know. Maybe I'm not.
But you don't have to pay for it. But you just have to have a wristband to use it.
Yep, and you don't have to book any of that stuff. But like. I don't know. Okay. It does say on their stuff that booking is required for like the drop slide, the jaw drop slide, the adventure trail, as they call it, and then the cliffhanger. So, I mean, I don't know if you'd book it through your MSC app. I cannot confirm that.
Right.
But it's free. Yeah. But yes, it like.
Well, at least that's good that it's free.
But I think it was $5, but don't hold me to that, y'all, because I might be wrong.
We're holding you to it.
It can change by like the time this podcast.
It can change in 5 minutes.
Will.
I know. Yeah. It's like,
it will.
I can tell you what I think they said the Formula One racer is, but it'll change too. They also partner with Lego. So
that's cool.
Really cool. So they have the whole kids club area is Lego. I mean, it is like. Amazing.
That's so European.
So European. And so my child, like Micah, would be all over that. He would still love that to this day. So they have that. And then also I found interesting, babies are free. So 6 months, you know how on some we have to pay if you're 6 months to three? Mm-hmm. You usually have to pay a fee. They're free on MSC.
Nice.
So you can drop. And there's no limit to the time either, which is kind of a nice thing.
We have to clarify. Do you mean – not free cruise fare, but like free in the kids.
They are free to drop off in childcare. Okay. Yeah, let's clarify that.
Okay.
They are not free to get on that ship, y'all.
Yeah. You're still paying.
You're still going to pay unless passenger. They have a promo. But yes, if you are dropping your child in childcare.
That's actually really good, though, because.
Go to dinner, whatever. You want to ride the water slides. They're too little. You can drop them off in there. I thought that was interesting.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like trying to find the differences that of things that I'm like, that's cool that they offer or whatever. They do offer drink packages to book with it, with your actual cruise fare. And I usually suggest that. Just book the drinks and the Wi-Fi with it for sure. And then they do have dining packages. So back to the what's not included food-wise, let's say. Okay. There are a lot of restaurants that are like – a hibachi one, a Mexican restaurant, things like that are not included that you may want to experience, especially if you're worried about main dining for some reason. But the packages, they had them kind of pop up on our TV. You can book them before you go. Your advisor can help you with that, actually, with MSC. The advisor can help with pretty much anything with MSC, honestly. Mm-hmm. But that being said, when I saw the prices on the TV, they didn't look expensive to me. So
okay, that's good.
I don't know what they are.
Good to know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right.
They had a brewery on board, Sandy.
They brew their own beer.
Can't say it. I'm from the South. I apologize. But they make it on board. But they have like the big thing.
They have three. I know. I should know what they're called.
There's three of them on the ship, and you can do a flight and try them if you want to. But they actually do it on board the ship. It's a big thing. They have this whole gin room you can walk through.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's just a different feel of a ship. It's very European for sure. Everything that I'm telling you is things like, oh yeah, you'd see that in Europe. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The coffee places, that's very European.
The
pastry place that's on the main area that's not included, there's macaroons and chocolates and all things you would see. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What about entertainment? How is their entertainment?
The entertainment is good. It's not Broadway style musicals.
A lot of prisons are backing off from that anyway.
They really are. I agree. They really are backing off the Broadway productions. They had a Dirty Dancing show, and it wasn't about the movie. It was just like older songs with them dancing. So it was cool. It was like cool music or whatever. Old music.
It was fun.
They had a girl that sang the first, like she did a whole all girl just by herself solo singing thing. And it was phenomenal. But she also sang songs that I'm like, yes, bring out Celine Dion, who's my favorite. and like Shania Twain, like songs that aren't always played on cruise ships. What else do we see? Queen. They do a whole Queen set, and it was really good. It was a really cool show to see that.
I like that.
Of course, we have to mention the Lighthouse show.
About to ask you about that.
You have to go. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I love this island.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. We need to tell people that it's their private island, Ocean Key.
It's their private island, Ocean Key. This is not on the ship. This is their private island. You can only go to this island if you're on an MSC cruise ship with that itinerary. Most of their itineraries out of Florida, I believe, try and hit it. But if you don't know anything about it, there's a whole documentary on it and how they preserve the marine life and they brought it back to life. They just opened, while we were there, a whole marine area that you can go and look through and see how they're trying to make sure the animals are surviving in the area and giving back. That's cool. There's some people that you can talk to and kind of do a whole lot of education on that if you want to. It is gorgeous. That's all I can say. It is absolutely gorgeous.
They are actually really trying to be like eco-friendly, and
they are super. They have goals. They definitely have goals to make it as eco-friendly on the water, and they've transformed this island. If you watch that documentary, it's amazing to see what it was a dump zone. It was terrible. The sea life was dying. The coral was dying. Everything, and they just went in and cleaned it up. I mean, the water is about some of the clearest.
Nice.
You can see. And beaches for days. And it's not like a island that has water slides and pools and bars everywhere. You know, like it's just a great, chill, relaxing island.
Grab a book, grab a chair.
Relax. What is that? Right?
Right. Yeah. I know.
Very peaceful. And they have different areas. So there's like tons of beaches to visit on, like one that has waves and one that's like a lagoon, so you don't have to worry about, you know, if you don't want the sound in the background. But yeah, it was great.
Do they have a pool or like any kind of splash pad for little kids?
No pool, no splash pad. Strictly be one with the ocean. Yes, okay. It is just like, and honestly, you would almost just want to go stay there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's so pretty that you're like, wow, I could just stay here for a few days here. Right. Now, I don't know. Traditionally, I know they usually on the sailing stay late on the island, but we actually stayed overnight. We were with the dock overnight, and then I got to experience the next half a day as well. So that was nice.
Not a tender?
It is a dock. It is 100% a dock. It's an easy way to get off the ship. Everything is paved on the island for walking trails. It is a good workout. So if you want to get some exercise in, is law bound. Or there are trams that will take you places.
Yeah, what about accessibility if you were like, do they have
wheelchairs for accessibility should you need that? And again, there are tram stops at multiple locations. So
you may find it. Tell us about the Lighthouse Show, because we skipped that.
Oh, my word. It's amazing. So, so basically, you get off the ship at like 11 o'clock at night. That's crazy, right? It's so late, and I did it.
Most of us would miss that.
I know. I was like, oh, right. Yeah, Elizabeth. Now, our cabin was perfect location. She stayed in our cabin and could watch it from our cabin. Elizabeth could.
Bonus.
And so, we did not choose that cabin. We just really lucked out that that's what they gave us. And it was amazing because she could still enjoy it in her PJs, right? But I, of course, was like, it's white night. I am wearing my white dress and I'm getting out on that beach at 11 o'clock. So they do the show twice and it is different. This was my selling. I'm not sure how they do it for every selling could be different. And it's based on, can they get to the island and can they do the show that night? But they light up the lighthouse and do music behind it. And it's just beautiful. It's just really pretty. And then they do like this big dance party. And
oh, fun.
I can't believe they do it so late. Is it always so late?
The last show, they do a show at like 12. Let's see. No, I think it was 11:30 and 12:30 or something like that.
Not like
all on board was like 1 or 1:30 a.m. I think.
Dark at 9:30. Let's do it at 9:30 and then go to bed.
It is not dark enough.
All right.
No, it was late. I mean, I didn't stay till the one. I think you either had to be back on board by 1 or 1:30 because I think the second show was like at 12:30. So wow. I saw both. I mean, and then they had a
party animal.
I was so like, into it.
I hit both those parties. Yeah. Okay.
It's like, I'm not stopping.
I mean, it's good that we do have one agent at least. Yeah, well, Lindsay would too. Yeah,
Lindsay would have joined me. Yeah, she would Lindsay totally join me dancing.
Yeah. Although she's on West Coast really time.
Cool. I mean, it's a fun atmosphere that you can go and watch the show. And then if you want to stay and dance for a little bit, you definitely can do that. Like before they also have like fire pits or whatever set up so you could go sit around those. And there's really no bad location on the beach to watch it. It wasn't like it was,
that's cool.
You couldn't see it if you were in certain locations or whatever. But yeah, it was good.
Well, I don't know if this is something I'm thinking of like before COVID, but I feel like they were going to do concerts there.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. But,
be a good place for them to host.
Don't take my word for it. But I mean, I feel like.
Well, you can get, I had a bride that was like her after party show, essentially.
Wow.
Because,
that's cool.
Because
okay.
She got married on the island. They went on and ate dinner together as a family in main dining. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, guess what? You get to have a light show for your guest.
That's really cool.
That was really cool for them because you can get married at the island and so forth. But yeah, so it's fun. Good way to celebrate. But I did enjoy it for sure. And I would recommend going out late at night if you can stand.
Did you get to see any of the yacht club?
Okay. Yacht club, first of all, yes, please. Thank you. That is my style, but
yes.
And it doesn't price quite as bad as you would think, y'all. We did not get to stay yacht club, so we didn't get to experience the yacht club.
So you didn't get to tour it or anything?
We got to tour it. We did get to go, but it was very, they were very careful on that we didn't disturb the guests.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
They were very much. So it was like a quick, we got to see like the area where they could go for to have a good view and have snacks and things like that. They have this crystal staircase, like these diamonds.
Oh, the Schwartzky crystal.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah. That's the word. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It is super pretty. And it's a great location because it's like looking right out and it's all glass windows. I mean, it is really pretty. They showed us that. They showed us where they eat for dining and it was very pretty. And then, like, where the concierge desk was, we got to see that. And we did get to see, like, their pool deck. So they do have a small pool that they can enjoy and plenty of areas to sunbathe, or they do have some shaded areas. They have a hot tub just on their deck where they're privy to go. And then we did get to tour two of the rooms. So we saw, like, a kind of like a basic deluxe room. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice size. I mean, it was – I think – I can't remember if that one was, like, two or four. But it was a decent size for sure. And then we saw, and it did have a step out. I'm pretty sure that one had a step out balcony on it. Yeah. Cause you were asking about the step balconies. And then we also toured the two story one.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And sign me up for that loft. Thank you.
It was pretty. I've heard the food is amazing in the yacht club too. So if you're foodie,
honestly,
that would be
the majority of guests that I book stay in the yacht club because they want the value that it gives to them, and that is what one of my guests has specifically actually said. So that's it's a next level of food, if you will. So it's a better cut of steak or.
Right.
Whatever the thing might be. But yeah, and they have snacks too that are nicer, things like that. So it's just a little bit higher end quality of food, I guess.
Elevated.
Yeah.
An elevated experience. There you go. Yes.
Is there anything we have not touched on that you want to make sure you mention? Where'd you sail out of? Was it Miami?
It was Miami. Okay. And it's a great port because it's all technologically advanced or whatever. So basically you're just, as soon as I walked in, I showed them my passport and they're like, okay, let's go. And then I just zoomed through very quickly. It is a very nice airport, and it's all recognition. So really they're not having to scan anything. Yeah. They're scanning your eyes.
That's crazy.
Once I got past security one. Yeah. Now I will say when you get dropped off, like my driver didn't know because it's a brand new, this has just been rebuilt, right? This is a brand new area for them to build the new area out of there, whatever I'm trying to say. So she didn't know where to drop me off. It was kind of like, where do I go? And it's like, just keep going up the hill. You're all right, up into the parking garage. but it was beautiful. They've done a great job. It looks wonderful.
Nice. All right. Awesome. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Kristen, for joining us this week.
Thank you for having me.
And on behalf of Anna and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.